Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Mike Robinson with Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. And Mike, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Oh, my pleasure as always.
I think a lot of us have been using our air conditioning systems much more than we probably planned on. It's been quite the hot summer, and unfortunately, as we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, you might have to be the bearer of bad news for this one.
Well, I think that, yes, we've had some pretty darn hot weather in July, but the hottest months traditionally are end of August, beginning of September is when traditionally we have the hottest. So there's heat still coming. And if you haven't had your air conditioner taken care of this summer, it's not a bad idea to plan a precision tune-up and cleaning. You really only have to do it once a year. So if you haven't had one yet, it's still not too late to get that done. And what that'll do is it'll clean up all that debris from this so far in July through the summer, maybe cottonwood that got caught in the outside coil, dirt, grass, if you've been cutting the grass clippings. So make sure the coil outdoors is clean and efficient, as well as checking the indoor, making sure, of course, you change your filters. The longer those things run, the more dirt they pull in. So make sure those filters are clean. But don't think because we're into August, it's not a good idea to get your air conditioner tuned up and clean, because it's as long as it's done once a year, you can do it any event.
Yeah, and what would you say if somebody has been running their air conditioning system for the past couple weeks, months, and it's just not kind of cutting the heat down nearly as much as they remember it doing in years past?
Yeah, so one of the things that we find is over time on some of these older units, they will develop very small leaks. So if the refrigerant levels aren't optimal in that unit, it won't cool optimally like it used to. But what we see even more than that is just dirt built up on the inside coil. Most homeowners don't even know how to get to the inside coil. And so the dirt and dust, pet hair, just everything you can think of gets caught in that wet coil. And over time, it can actually affect the transfer rate, the heat transfer rate of the air across that cold coil. It's like putting a blanket on it. You just won't get the same kind of transfer, the same cold air. So again, a tune-up is never a bad thing every year, especially on air conditioning, because it's such a delicate system when it comes to actual heat transfer. So it's never a bad idea to get tune-up done on your system if it hasn't been done already.
Yeah, and of course, at Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, you handle all of those. And it's something that it's a lot simpler to get done on those routine basis instead of waiting for something more catastrophic to come up down the line.
Sure. The longer your air conditioner runs inefficiently, the more stress it puts on the entire system. And the older they get, that can lead to a repair that might be more than you want to spend on an older piece of equipment, and then you're looking at replacing with new equipment. So, again, it's never a bad thing to maintain it. It's always less expensive, both from an economics perspective of your utility bills, but also less expensive to actually than a big repair or a replacement.
Yeah, and we know maybe one of those telltale signs that it's just not up to speed or have somebody come out and look is, obviously not cooling enough. But are there other ways that people could get clued into, hey, now might be the time, I haven't had an inspection yet, but make sure to do it? Is there other kind of symptoms that people may not be aware of would be an indicator of something going on with their system?
Well, it just runs and runs and runs and never seems to cool down, or it takes a very long time to cool down. A lot of times that's a system that's not operating efficiently or as effectively as it could. Many, many times you have to make sure that filter's clean. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people call and say, yeah, my air conditioner's just not cooling the way it used to. And, lo and behold, they have just a really filthy filter that doesn't allow enough air through to cool the air in their home properly. So get keep those filters clean. But if it goes beyond that, the filter's clean, you're still not getting it. It could be something caught up in the coil as far as a filter-like look around the coil because it's got so much dirt and debris that's caught in it. Or it could be the outdoor coil. We've got so much, we're not getting good airflow around the outside coil because it's so full of cottonwood or again, grass clippings, dirt, dust, you know, anything that blows in the air can get caught in that coil.
Yeah, and another thing to be on the lookout for, and I don't know if this has been maybe exacerbated by the heavy rains we had before that heat moved in, but now's the time to be looking at some of those sewer pipes, some of those exit pipes as well. Make sure that's all free and clear as well.
Yeah, so this is the time of year. By the time we get to August, September, October, if you have an older sewer system, that has that is notoriously in the past has had roots growing in it. You've had to have a drain snake to clear those roots out before they get too large. If they penetrated to this point, they're growing in there. But before they get too large to the point you can't really get them out anymore, and you have to do digs or other more expensive processes. Now is the time to schedule that pre-cleaning. Or that routine cleaning of those drain lines to clear those roots out before they become much more difficult to handle.
And when you're talking about an older sewer system or some of those older pipes, what kind of is that cutoff between, the older kind of generation versus newer ones that might not be as susceptible?
Well, if you've got newer piping in your home, if it's a newer home, everything after, I'm going to say, early 1980s, everything after there was all PVC pipe, so plastic piping. Unless you have a crack in it that a root's gone through and developed in your pipe, that's very rare. Normally, it's the older Orangeburg or cast iron piping that develops cracks and leaks, and those roots can get in there, and then they just wreak havoc over on the line. Now you can clean them out so that you can get sewage flowing through the line. But the bottom line is that if you have an older home, pre-1983, that doesn't have PVC piping for drain lines, you really should be doing at least an annual, if not a semi-annual, snake and clean of those lines to keep them up so you don't end up with a really expensive repair down the road.
Yeah, and especially as you mentioned, now is the time where a lot of those tree roots are really going to be active, kind of getting ready for that fall season, kind of getting ready for that dormancy. So now's the time, if not, to make sure that all gets done. And best thing is if you're looking to do a lot of these things, all you need is one phone call and you can get all these different things around the house scheduled and get all that maintenance work done.
Yeah, so we do drain lines, of course, sewers, full plumbing. We do electrical. Generators are a big addition for us. A lot of people are finding that they can't rely on the grid and the network, and they have mission critical or medical critical equipment in their home. So we're doing a lot of generators, and of course, then your HVAC. So any heating, boilers, furnaces, or air conditioners, heat pumps. We're busy with all of that.
Yeah, and I know last time we talked as well, you were still looking for some new team members as well. How are those recruitment efforts going?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We've added probably 10 to 12 more plumbers and technicians in the last 3 months. And, we're very fortunate. We have wonderful folks who work with us, and we've had literally thousands of five-star reviews of our techs in people's homes. And we preach not only quality work, but respect for the homeowner, respect for their property. And I think our guys live up to our core values very well.
Perfect. And again, for more information, getting all these different things scheduled, maybe you have some more specific questions pertinent to your home. Mike, what's the best phone number to start all these conversations with Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical?
Yeah, give us a call at 719-392-4269. 719-392-4269. One of our call takers would be happy to listen to what's going on and get the right person out there to take care of that for you.
Perfect. Mike Robinson with Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electrical. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
As always, my pleasure. Thank you.